The Bone Show. Alex Bones, that's me.
Just another day on the front line. Forced to apologize. Be who I am, but you better.
And that little guy over there, that is Jimmy.
Hey! How are you doing?
Jimmy's in a good mood today, so that means it's going to be a good show. Go to boneshow.com. See everything you want to know about this show and listen to all old shows and everything you need to know, boneshow.com. All right, Jimmy, let's get it ready. Let's kick it off with a video.
In case you're wondering what it's like dating these days.
Let me guess, a bad dating story, right?
Probably. That's what we usually get.
He told me all day how badly he wanted to hang out with me, so I finally just pulled the trigger and I was like, let's grab a drink. I'm someone that doesn't really like to beat around the bush.
All right, so like day one, you meet, you match, you meet up.
He was like, okay, yeah, let's do that, but didn't really confirm in a way. And so then I said, how about 6:30 or 7 p.m.? Next thing I look, he's deleted me from the f***ing app. I don't understand it. What is this? Is it like, is he scared?
No, he's playing a game. He wanted to play a game. He wanted to go back and forth with you for a few days. You show him your boobies. You know, you do these types of things. He really didn't want to meet you in real life because he's married or he's got a girlfriend. So you dodged a bullet.
Was it a catfish?
No, you dodged a bullet.
Like,
I told you.
Somebody, please f***ing tell me.
I told you.
Why?
Boss told you like twice, but you're not listening.
People around like that. Why? Why?
I told you. Told you.
Why? What? What?
I told you. Told you. Told you. Because he wanted pictures of your boobies, and he wanted to play the game for a long time, you know, and just go back and forth, be his little pen pal, but he didn't want to meet in public. Why? Because he's got a wife. Next. Oh, God, now it wants me to log into TikTok. Why is it, why, wasn't I logged in? Oh, God, no, I got to use a QR code. Oh, my God, I got to use a QR code and do it with my phone. Oh, my God, I hate the TikTok. Oh, would Trump take this thing away from us? Confirm, yes. Now play the video.
So they coming up with a new prison that allows inmates to serve years of their sentence in just a matter of minutes. So the criminals is going to have a choice to spend tens of years behind bars, or they can make the choice to get the artificial memory implanted into their brain.
This is a Black Mirror episode. This is not real life.
I think it is. I think they're already starting to do it and plant memories in your brain.
Oh, would that not be great? I could get memories in my brain. I could have a date with Heather Locklear and they could put that in my brain. And then when I wake up, I go, oh, that was a great date last night.
So this process is called Cognify. And the intent of it is to treat the criminal like a patient.
Oh, I want good memories.
They're going to try to check.
You know what? Erase. Let's see. Starting from 2019 to now, just take it out. Put happy memories of me living in Barbados.
Change the person's brain chemistry. After this process, when they re-enter society, they will be new and reformed, and they won't even be capable of committing any other crime.
How's that possible?
The chip can make the patient feel empathetic. Depending on the severity of the crime, the chip can also make you feel the emotional and physical pain of the victim and the family members. You can feel what they
feel. Or I can feel what it's like to be with Heather Locklear.
So the process only takes about 7 minutes. But to the patient, it seemed like it had been years. Last year, the U.S. government spent $8.7 billion taxpayers' dollars on the prison. They say with this new prison, they could save money for health care, education. Also, they feel that it will be so many reform people that doesn't commit crimes.
Well, here's the deal. So they're going to put the chip in your head. Then you're going to be able to pay a guy down the street to go in and erase that chip and put in your old memories back.
Yeah, it sounds like a movie, too. I think I've seen this one before, and I don't think it was a good movie.
If it's not a movie, then it should be a movie. Oh, that would be great. You could just put memories in your head of, like, you know, you go to work, and then you come home from work that day, and you go, you know what? Just erase the last 8 hours of my life, and they can just erase it. Or I can go to that Monday morning meeting, and as soon as that meeting is over, they can just erase the whole freaking meeting from my brain and just give me a nice, good thought. Like, I was not in a meeting at 8 o'clock on a Monday. I was on the beach drinking a dirty banana and enjoying the surf in Barbados. That's what they should do. Oh, screw the people that have done bad things and they're going to jail. No, screw them. Give it to me. I want happy thoughts. Nothing in my life is happy. So put happy thoughts in my brain. I want that instead. I'll pay for that. All right, Jimmy, give me another one.
I just had to block a man because he was texting me between 30 and 40 times a day. No exaggeration. I've known this man for 1 week. Went on one date with him.
Okay, which one you want? You want the guy that texts you 30 to 40 times a day, or do you want the guy that doesn't text at all? Which one you want? You can't have it one way or the other. It's got to be one. It's got to be you get a bunch or you get none. And he gives an excuse like, oh, my phone, I didn't charge my phone last night. My phone just died. And that's why I didn't text. You want that guy? Choose. Pick.
See, and obviously nothing good can come over somebody that gets that attached that fast. Yes.
But no, he's just talking to you. He wants to talk to you. You know, he's hanging around at work. He's got nothing going on. So he's like, hey, I'm going to talk to this chick I went out on a date with and see if she talks to me back.
Here's the thing. I still will not let weirdos like that make me go back to sitting in the house and isolating myself and deterring me from finding my person. My person is out there. It's showing this weirdo. But
okay, so what's the correct number of texts that you want a day? Is it 5? Is it 10? What is it? You got to let us know. You got to tell the guy straight up when you start dating. I only want 5 texts a day. So when he gets to 4, he goes, oh, this last one better be good because she's going to cut me off.
My person is out there and I'm still determined to keep on going until I find him. But in the meantime, ladies, please try to stay safe and stay away from these f***ing weirdos that you meet out
there. Yeah, stay away from the guys that text all the time.
What would have happened if he would have called her on the phone? She would have went out of her brain because that's 30 to 40 texts a day and a phone call. Oh, God, he's insane.
He dodged a bullet.
Well, multiple U.S. officials tell CBS News that Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth has directed U.S. Cyber Command to pause all planning against Russia.
They're doing nothing wrong. Don't look over there at them. We're going to stop investigating them. They know not what they do. Pay them no attention.
Offensive digital.
They're good people. Russia's good people.
Now,
I've met with bad people. They're good people.
The duration of this pause is unclear.
Yeah, we're going to pause it forever. They can do whatever they want. We're going to pay them no attention.
The reasoning behind it is also unknown.
It's because they're good people. You don't want to investigate good people. You only want to investigate bad people. Russian people are good people.
At this time, it's a change that notably comes amid Trump's efforts to negotiate an end to the Russia-Ukraine war. But when he was asked yesterday, the National Security Advisor said it has not been part of these discussions. So they're still...
Yeah, because there's no discussions because they're doing nothing wrong. Yeah, just forget about them. Don't even think about them. They're fine, fine people. Next.
What's up, America? Apparently the Shroud of Turin has been declared real. I guess there's new evidence supporting...
How would they know?
...that the Shroud of Turin was actually the piece of cloth that Jesus' body was wrapped in.
How do they know?
Now, they've thought that for a while. Then they thought it was a forgery. Then there was x-rays that came up, and that made it think it was even more real. But apparently they've discovered even more conclusive evidence that this is...
Was it autographed? By Jesus?
The cloth that wrapped Jesus.
Was it numbered?
So let's take a look at what scientists are now saying about the Shroud of Turin.
You're being blasphemous now. You don't know what you're talking about. You're not being good. This is blasphemy right here.
No, I'm playing devil's advocate. No, I don't want to say that. I'm being the little devil on the shoulder. No, I don't want to say that either.
Scientists have been experimenting with the Shroud of Turin, and they found forensic evidence of the cloth's authenticity. So these
it's got a letter of authenticity.
Scientists are saying that the stains on the Shroud of Turin are actually real human blood, and their placement is consistent with severe injuries, including puncture wounds to the scalp, whip marks, and deep nail wounds through the wrist and feet that could be seen as puncture wounds.
Oh my God, it's going to go up to auction. It's going to fetch, I don't know, tens of twenties of dollars. Oh, that was amazing. I'm so glad we got that video, Jimmy. We now know the truth. Hustle out, hustle every single day.